MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Nico Katzke. He's head of portfolio solutions at Satrix. Nico, appreciate the early morning time. Autonomous investing. I love the AI phraseology to it. I suppose first question is what when we talk autonomous investing, I mean, what is it? Is it just letting the robot go off and do it for us? Or what are we thinking around here?
Good morning, Simon, and to your listeners from a wet and very cold Cape Town. It's good to speak to you again. It's a very interesting question. I think, the question is, who knows? Who knows what autonomous investing will mean in the future? I think it's probably important to take a step back first and, you know, acknowledge that investing is and really should be a highly subjective and personal exercise.
Yeah.
You know, risk and return preferences are very closely linked to one's investment horizon, risk appetite, liquidity needs, and the like. You know, if you're investing for 12 months with a high chance that you'll need the money sooner, the advice should be very simple. Keep it safe and liquid. Mm-hmm. If you're investing for 10 plus years with very little likelihood of needing the funds, then I would say your biggest risk is not taking enough risk. And actually, you know, knowing all of these nuances behind your own investment decisions is incredibly important. And, you know, of course, we're not even talking about tax considerations, but that matter a great deal too. You know, as does the emotional challenge of staying invested. Now, this is, for example, where we think advisors can be worth their weight in gold. It's actually just encouraging you and being that sort of personal connection between you and your investments. You know, look, AI in theory can offer generic investment advice, but also only if prompted precisely and fed the right context. You know, I think this is where we've seen robo-advisors in the US, for example. We haven't seen the uptake that many expected. And for good reason. You know, advice is deeply personal. It's a human process. And it often requires empathy, flexibility, nuance, you know, things that AI don't yet do very well.
Yeah, and I remember robo-advisors, and to your point, I mean, they came storming out the gate about a decade ago and then faded away. And it is, and advisors, I say it often, they're almost like your therapist in a sense, in a sort of indexation space. And I'm thinking sort of not your passive, you're a little more active. You've got the Satrix Global Factor Enhanced Index, for example. Certainly something autonomous investing, and maybe it's more sort of machine learning, can actually be helpful and actually sort of in managing the process and reviewing sort of macro and maybe some tweaks that need to be made.
Yeah, of course, that's a great point. You know, AI and machine learning or autonomous investing, however you want to define it, these will definitely have an influence on the investment management industry, but I would say perhaps not in the ways that we expect, right? Mm-hmm. So you mentioned index investing or simple passive strategies. You know, the rules are fixed, so AI won't help you improve that.
Yeah.
Stock weights in, for example, the S&P 500 or top 40 JSE top 40 index, these are based on market cap, right? So the size of a company. So no discretion is required. And in this way, vanilla indexation won't be impacted directly. But I would argue that the impact will be indirect. Mm-hmm. As AI and machine learning make prices more efficient, you can sort of foresee that index weights will be a better reflection of information available at the time, which, you know, in turn makes it harder for active managers to find price inefficiencies.
Mm.
So you can almost argue that as AI starts to enter the conversation, you know, and as our investment processes become more complex and better at managing a lot of information quite timeously, you would argue that opportunities will exist for active managers, but I would argue that they will be harder to come by and incredibly scarce. But of course, then you also mentioned non-vanilla indexation, like our Global Factor Enhanced strategy, which uses machine learning and all these nice algorithms and things that you can think of that kind of add a bit more robustness to the rules that we use. Now, of course, there's always criticism like overfitting. You know, it looks great on paper, but it's weak in performance. Data integrity, garbage in, garbage out. You know, all of these things apply to automated strategies. But I would also say that humans aren't fully immune to these criticisms either. We also overfit and, you know, have a lack of data integrity, even if we apply, you know, our own discretion. So if anything, I think AI and humans may end up managing side by side. You know, the machines offering the efficiency and the consistency, and then humans providing insight, emotional intelligence, you know, just adding that spice that you can't fully automate or code for that matter.
Yeah, because investing is personal, both as at the advisor point, but also just at the actual sort of managing the fund. My sense is, and you kicked off the answer to my first question perfectly, which is we don't actually know what the future is going to be around this. We are, you know, so much we are days away from day zero. There's a long way to go. I suppose the key point is that as kind of use it, but be skeptical, particularly as an individual investor. At this point, it is perhaps overly rough around the edges.
I agree. When you said day zero, I shuddered because, you know, a few years back in Cape Town, we were close to that. I promise you now, we are fully drenched at the moment. I think, you know, given the rise of AI, generative AI, I would almost think that its biggest benefit is also part of its biggest problem, is that it always gives you an answer, and a very convincing answer at that. Right? And nuance is needed when it comes to investing, and especially investing advice. You know, we sometimes have to look at facts, but then add our own discretion to it, or just say, you know, there's more to investing in a stock or in a particular strategy than meets the eye. I suppose, and AI is not great at communicating that, at saying I'm not sure, or, you know, adding sort of a disclaimer. It typically doesn't do that, and so it seems natural for us to believe that, you know, the future of investing lies in automation. It's such a hard question, because I think fully autonomous investing might not be viable for most. You know, AI should improve investor outcomes, like I mentioned earlier, indirectly by reducing costs and making the industry more efficient. Mm-hmm. But I think hoping that it will disintermediate advisors or make fund managers completely redundant is probably a bridge too far. Even once we reach day zero and go into day 100 with fully, you know, AI fully embedded, I think we're still going to see the human element be quite critical, both in advising as well as managing. But be on the lookout. I think index investing will still come out trumps in terms of being, you know, important for cost management, but also highly efficient and hard to beat.
Yeah, highly efficient, hard to beat. And I love that. AI always has an answer, and we should be scared of that truth. Nico Katzke, Head of Portfolio Solutions, Satrix. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.